We're talking today with feedlot operator Tom Fanning from Northwestern Oklahoma. Tom, you're really close, I know, to where a lot of these fires have been happening in the Texas Panhandle, Northwestern Oklahoma, and Southern Kansas. We're hearing hundreds of thousands of acres have been burned to this point. Tell me what you've seen at this point firsthand from the fires.
Well, Ron, it's been, you know, it's devastating. Last night at May, Oklahoma, you could look in three directions, west, north, and east, and in all directions the fire was coming straight at the town. It was, you know, they were evacuating the communities of Laverne, Buffalo, May, Fort Supply. It was just a firestorm, I guess is the best way to put it. It was fires popping up in numerous locations, north of Woodward, line. You know, the winds were moving from the south to the north, and then as the wind shifted, it started burning back in the new directions, and with lots of fuel. A lot of the CRP fields were really putting a lot of heat out, and I think they kind of started to get control of it more around 10, 11 o'clock last night as the wind started to lay down. But there's current fires burning right now, you know, between Fort Supply and Buffalo and then up into the edge of Kansas as we speak.
I know that in a lot of cases this thing came up so quickly that it was hard to get the cattle out of the way.
Right. So a lot of ranchers were trying to move, you know, getting their – a lot of cows were having baby calves right now. That was, you know, a struggle to get the cow and the calf. And I know there's been many head of cattle has been lost to the fire or has been damaged, you know, burnt or had body parts burned if they're not dead. But it's been very, very tough there. I would like to say that Zoetis Animal Health has, in conjunction with the local veterinarians in this area, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Snyder, Dr. Prather, Dr. Sturgis, Dr. Prusser, and your local vet, but they are offering to donate Draxxin and Exceed antibiotic and Enforce Nasalgen to help vaccinate these baby calves that have had smoke inhalation. And you should seek advice from your local vet, but that the vets will work with Zoetis and they'll be reimbursed for that cost of that product.
I know that you've been working, obviously, with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and some of the local folks there, trying to start coordinating some help. A lot of people want to help. Tell me about that effort.
You're right. There is a lot of people that are willing to help. We have the extension offices, the county extension offices, are kind of leading the coordination effort. I'm going to start with Harper County. Extension 580-735-2252, and they are basically we're creating a list of those that have trailers or trucking available to haul hay, with those that have hay to donate, and then a list of those who need the hay. And we have right now we have about five or six drop-off points. We have one east of Buffalo at Buffalo Feeders. We have one in Buffalo at the Buffalo Co-op. We have one in Laverne at Tyree Ag. We have one at May, Oklahoma at the CGB Johnson Elevator. And Western Equipment in Woodward, Oklahoma is a drop-off point. Those are going to be the locations that the hay is going to be gathered at. And we need people that need hay. If you need hay, please contact your local extension office. Woodward, Harper, Ellis, and Beaver are all in the loop right now. There may be others that will eventually join. I don't have a good location for the Ellis County drop-off point yet, but I'm sure we'll have a Shattuck-Harnett location, possibly Gage. You know, it seems like north of Woodward, Harper County, Beaver County, and I know there's areas that I'm not sure of that over in the edge of the Texas Panhandle and Ellis County that were hit pretty hard as well.
seems like that we saw this fire, you know, like I say, move very, very quickly. And you know, talking to the Oklahoma Department of Ag, they feel like it could burn for several more days, and the fire danger likely to kick up again tomorrow.
That's right. And you know, this morning at daylight, there was very little active fires burning. There was, you know, small fires. And as the wind picked up throughout the day, the fires kicked back up. You know, Secretary Reese reached out to us this morning on a conference call with Michael Kelsey and I, and we appreciate his efforts in some guidance on and support through the hay effort and just the support of our farmers and ranchers out here. We have a lot of people that are right now just thankful their house is still standing, that it was burnt. But, you know, their house would be in the middle of their ranch. Their ranch is completely destroyed, and their house was left. So I know there's a lot of people that did lose houses, but there are many, many more that did not, and just very thankful that the prayers were answered there.
I know what the immediate need is to help with making sure that you've got hay, ability to get water to these cattle. But then, I guess, longer term, we'll once again be looking at trying to build a lot of fence.
That's right. There's going to be a huge need for posts, wire, and labor. And you know, a lot of these areas where the fires are burning and they're hard to get to are canyons and river bottoms and places it's hard to get to anyway. So that's right. There's going to be a lot of fence building, and there's going to be a lot of animal health recovery too. A lot of these cows are going to have udders that are going to be injured. There's going to need to be a lot of care over the next several months on these cows and these calves.
I guess if somebody listening to us here does want to help, what's the easiest way to probably start that help?
Well, and I'd like to say the Oklahoma Cattlemen Foundation has set up a relief fund. The Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, their website, www.okcattlemen.org, has information where you can donate if you want to donate, you know, monetarily to the effort. Texas Cattle Feeders Association conference call with the exec committee as we speak, putting out information to their members to make donations to the area. The great thing about where we live and who we are in agriculture in Oklahoma is everyone's willing to help each other. You know, when you have tragedies, it's when you see the best come out, and we're glad to see it. And we have a great group of people that live out here.
That's true. Tom, appreciate your time today. Tom Fanning from Northwestern Oklahoma, talking about the fires burning even as we speak in the northwestern part of the state. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.